He's from Brockton, Mass. He's a Celtic and a Boston sports fan.
Corporal, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before we get to your passion with Boston sports, tell me where you were when you heard the news about the death of Osama bin Laden. What was that like there?
I was sitting in my shop when it came on the news. Everybody was all excited. They told me to watch, and that's when we found out.
Amazing. When you talk about your shop, describe your job, describe what you do every day.
Well, I'm a protective security detail member for General Walters. All we do is escort him to any other fobs that he goes to make sure he stays safe so he can do his job.
Amazing. So you escort a general outside of Camp Leatherneck and all around the region. That's a tremendous responsible position that you have.
Thank you.
Wow. So when you heard the news, was there a celebration on the base? What happened over the next 24 hours when you started getting more and more of the details?
Everybody was just all smiles all day, just really excited about it.
Outstanding. Hey, let's talk about some of your Boston teams. The Celtics are down 0-2. You're aware of that. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade are in town. What do you think the Celtics have to do to get back into the series?
To win.
Oh, I know that, but how to win? What do you think they have to do overall to slow down LeBron James and Dwayne Wade?
They just got to contain them. They got to contain LeBron and Dwayne Wade, make sure they don't do their job. And we just need to score and stop them.
Yeah, I think if they could turn them into jump shooters, which was always what Boston was trying to do when they had Kendrick Perkins, they got rid of him, they have Shaquille O'Neal, they had the big guys down low. They were trying to do that. What about the Red Sox? How'd you get the news that they got off to such a slow start this year? Were you worried about that when you heard that in Afghanistan?
I was. It's really hard to stay up to date with all the specifics. All I really get to know is basically if they win or lose. So I'm not really too sure on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, go back and tell us, what was it like in 2004, 2007 when they finally won, especially 04 when they got their first World Series in 86 years or so? What was that experience like for you?
It was great because I have a couple New York buddies. I never let them live that one down.
So I'm a New York fan. I'm a Yankee fan. When you were down 3-0 and you stormed back to win 4 against the Yankees, you're still talking about that today, huh?
Yes, still.
When do you come back? How long is this deployment for you?
It's a year deployment, so we get back around next February or so.
Tell me about some of your long-term goals. What are you looking to do? How long are you planning on staying in the Marines, and what do you want to do maybe 4 or 5 years from now?
Well, I just re-enlisted. I plan on making this a career.
Outstanding.
I just want to get as high up in the rank structure as I can.
And it's pretty good protecting a general and being on a detail with the general every day. You learn about that side of being a Marine. That must be exciting. And before you wrap this up, I want to ask you, this bin Laden news was so huge this week. Has much changed for you, or it's still the same mission every day, the same responsibility? You go about your job every day the same way with such passion?
It's still the same. Nothing's changed. We still are out here doing what we have to do.
Outstanding. Marine Corporal George English, please say hello right now, if you could, to any members of your family, anyone you'd like to say hi to. We'll make sure they get a copy of this.
I'd like to say hi to my aunt, Aunt Faye, my dad, and my grandmother.
God bless you, sir. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.